Drew, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
So this is part two. The universe gave us a chance to have another chat because the recording quality wasn't so great on the first one. So thank you so much for taking the time out to share this conversation with me again.
Oh, it's all good. I actually had a lot of fun with you on the first conversation, so this is great. And just speaking on all this, these subject matters is really important these days right now.
So I found you on Telegram. I think it was Mia from Mercado Sagrado. She reposts you a lot, and I think that's how I found you. And you're my favorite account on Telegram.
Thank
I
you.
try and keep off social media as much as possible, but I just basically feel like I get my news from House and Habit on Instagram and you on Telegram, and that's all the news I need nowadays.
Yeah,
And
Instagram is
then
actually. I'm just gonna say that Instagram. I get a lot of like cooking recipes on Instagram these days. It's great for that.
So yeah, I think in our first conversation, what really struck me is the reason I love to follow you is because you bring everything together and you basically cover every topic that I'm interested in at the moment, from diet and health to free energy to, what's going on with the fall of the deep state and all these things. And I think, when we spoke the first time, you were saying to you, it's just obvious that they all connect. But I think to a lot of people, it's not obvious all those connections. So I love how you just really see everything in this very holistic way.
Yeah, I think it's very necessary because like everything is converging, like the timelines are all everything is merging, and you got you there's a lot of military guys that are talking about ascension and healing and the cosmic woo-woo subject matters, and then there's like the spiritual or the new age community. They're talking about like, hey, or and even the normies these days, normies, just people that are like just really connected to the matrix and just everyday life in the corporate world, are like, hey, there's something weird going on. I heard there's like this military global operation and this and there's pedophiles running the world and there's military groups and that are like taking these elites down. You know what I mean? Like, so it's really wonderful to see all that, all of this is part of the Great Awakening, right? And so for and a lot of people have awakened in certain areas only. There's a lot of, say, like the MAGA folks, they knew how corrupt Washington DC is, but they didn't understand the satanic energy that was in the foods that they ate. And maybe like the entertainment, or like the entertainment, some people realize that, oh man, Hollywood and this entertainment is very satanic, but they didn't really know anything about the political realm or the military world and everything. And then, the finance world is far away from like the yoga world, and the UFO world is far away from the Anons or the flat earthers or like all these things. And I think they're all relevant to each other. I mean, back to like we're all connected, everything is one, so all of this is relatively connected some way, somehow, these subject matters and then how everything is, when you look at it from like just, I guess, bird's eye view or just a higher vantage point, to see that it is all connected and it is all somehow relative and it does affect one another. So just having like just trying to break down what that map looked like. There's a guy named Dylan, I forgot his last name, Dylan Morris or Morin. Anyways, his name is Dylan for sure. He did the deep state mapping project. He did the maps, and he came out with these maps like in 2017, and like they're like brilliant maps. I mean, like they're like just everything, you know. Now, whether or not everything is true or not, you know, that's basically up to the reader to decide, or to the viewer. But he literally threw everything. He's done multiple maps, from the healing one to a COVID one, and he's done some recent ones like Nacero, Jacero. They're great maps. They look really good. And it takes a lot of time. You know, I'm a designer myself, and I can tell that it's a lot of research and time put into you know, each map, and it covers it. I think you can go to like deepstatemappingproject.com, or just, you know, search it to even find. I have no connection to him whatsoever. I don't even know him personally and stuff, but I know who he is, and I know, like, you know, what type of work he's done. But my point in saying this is, he like lists everything, and it just connects like all the dots. And that's one of the things that when I saw, is that it does need to talk, it does need to be talked about, and how things connect from one area to another area. And to have full awareness, like the vast awareness of it, so you can see how where the traps and the lies and the distortions and the manipulations were set in at, you know. And then, you know, we realized, like, you know, like everything has been manipulated, everything has been lies, including, like, you know, like they'll offer you, they'll create the problem, then, you know, offer you the solution, which is, you know, another psyop, you know. Well, it's problem, reaction, then solution, and they play this at, you know, at every genre, every area, every country, every race, whatever we as humans identify with, there was a psyop in there under that label, you know.
Well, they give you two options, which is the illusion of choice, right? Because you think, oh, are we choosing left or right?
Yeah,
They're giving you those two
and
options.
then, yeah, and you're eating out of the, you know what I mean, like the same, the same two hands. You know what I mean? Like, and so we have to, you know, we have to really like be able to like discern or see past the psyops and the traps, and then we can formulate, then we can actually like create a real solution, you know, within ourselves now, you know what I mean? And not just, hey, you know what I mean? Like, oh, there's COVID, so here's the, you know, your shots and your mask, and these are the rules you should follow. You know what I mean? Like, we've learned that now.
Can you tell us about your awakening journey? Did you know from a young age that you were here to do something different? And how was that 2020 period for you? And then what led you to set up the Telegram channel?
I didn't know when I was a kid. Now, you know, you get brainwashed, you know, the indoctrination. I mean, it comes in hard, and then from peers, and, you know, peer pressure to pop culture, and then to trying to thrive in, you know, making your parents proud, right? You know, like want to success, entrepreneurship. So and I did thrive. I did pretty well in the matrix. My background was a designer, and I was in cannabis, so I still did what I love. And I didn't have, like, you know, the corporate job. I was, you know, like when I say I was in the cannabis industry, you know, just 10 years ago, or, you know, maybe like 20 years ago, you would call that drug dealing. You know what I mean? So I was kind of like always on the borderline of like, and I was never really part of like the whole corporate thing, although cannabis is very corporate these days, which is why I'm out of it. But anyways, so I did pretty well, and my awakening came really around like 2012, and it came really like around after the crash of the economy in 2008. It was just, that was like start of the decline, when I had a lot of great things going on, in the Matrix for myself, and just watching all of that just like Twin Tower, like it just crumbled in the last several years. And by 2012, it hit its peak. And my crash wasn't really around 2008. It was closer to like 2010 and like 2009, 2010, because I still had enough to kind of like sustain the hits. But by 2010, like the defense was worn down, and that was, from 2010 to 12, it was what I call like nonstop bleeding, just financial hits, a lot of emotional hits, mental unstableness. I had one of my closest friends slash business partner slash writer, like a brother to me, passed away, and that really like opened me up to these multidimensionality realms where I knew I finally knew that things that existed were beyond this 3D world that we lived in. Let's just say that. And then by within a few years after that, it really like spiraled and came hard, from the higher energies that came in, and the downloads that I was getting. And it was a lot of things that didn't make sense, but and it was a lot of cognitive dissonance, and there was a lot of friction, and really like, am I going crazy? To finally like giving up and fully surrendering, and just sort of like just watching things unfold, like, okay, what's gonna happen now? Like just give it to me, but it was beautiful things. It was things that were really like self-empowering. I just didn't know how to use it at that time until around like 2015 and 16, and then until I fully started accepting it and learning, and really like seeing and applying. It's all, you can learn all these things, but it has to be like applied and practice. So once I started doing that, I was able to pull myself back. I was in financial shambles. I lost like a couple houses. I lost a lot of money and stuff, and I actually accepted the fact that I might just have to work some, regular job, and which I never did have in my whole entire life. Because I sold weed. But I accepted that, and thought that that was going to be it. But that definitely was not it, because once I understood manifestation and the physics of quantum and consciousness, and just being aligned and purpose and mission and all these things, I mean, like things can change overnight. I mean, you can literally like live in live on your friend's couch to putting a few deals together, and all of a sudden you have all the resources you need to fulfill whatever purpose you have, that you feel in your heart that you need to do. So that became that came about, and then the whole Trump years is massive awakenings. I mean, like, it was disruptive. It was so disruptive. It was so triggering for people. The collective consciousness was so wild up. So just a lot of turmoil, a lot of turbulence. I saw it as all great things, and it just further solidified what I was going through personally, seeing it on a collective level, seeing it in my friends and people, my associates and people that I work with, et cetera, et cetera. And then, and for me, during the Trump years, was I was never into political aspects of things. I didn't know who was what and this and that. Honestly, I thought I looked at Trump as I had a Pleiadian download that Trump was going to win, which I thought that was the most craziest, insane download that I've ever gotten. And I've gotten quite a few of them, but it's all about consciousness and and just, health and well-being and all these things. And then I get a download like Trump is going to win as a good sign. And I'm like, what? Like, it questioned my whole everything. And then, but in hindsight, it was like really, really, really insane that actually happened. I looked at Trump, being in Hollywood, LA, I looked at Trump like a B rated, reality star actor. Like, I was like, like, we hang around with A-listers in the clubs, and like, Trump is like, my business partner would actually go golfing. Him and his friend would actually go golfing at the Trump resorts and stuff. And I'm not a golfer, so I never went. And he's like, hey, yeah, we're hanging, we was hanging out with Trump. I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal. Like, it was like whatever. And it, so that's so when I looked at, because we California had Arnold Schwarzenegger as our governor, so I was like, all right, I mean, like, it was a reality TV star, a movie star that became a governor, so why not? You know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. I didn't like him. I mean, I didn't like dislike him. I didn't really care for him either. And then Hillary wasn't like, I mean, like I didn't really care for Hillary either. Like, definitely, I didn't know how evil she was at that time, 2016. I had no idea how evil she was. I just knew, like, she's corrupt like every other, DC politician or whatnot and stuff. But I was not into like political subject matters at all until the Trump years, and then you realize like how bad it really was. And the whole 17Q movement, and just really like understanding all that. And it was really funny because I somehow tapped into the whole Q drops right in the beginning. Like, it was shortly after, or like around the Las Vegas shooting, which was at the end of 2017. And I had no idea how significant that was to this whole thing with Mohammed bin Salman and what was going on in Saudi, and how we're very connected with Saudi and all these things. And yeah, so anyways, just connecting all these dots just totally opened my mind up, and really saw the corruption. And I mean, I went into like all the rabbit holes and just digging. And they're not even, like conspiracy rabbit holes. These are documents, CIA stuff, that's published on their websites and books and like all these things. So by the time, by 2018, I was so deep into it, I called everything quits. I told everybody I retired. I gave everything away. I had projects. I was executive producer for films and documentaries. I just walked away from everything. I signed everything off to, I had like a lot of different business partners and holding companies, and over well over like a dozen, probably like about like 15 or 16 companies. I eventually walked away from everything. Moved to Malibu, got myself a little tiny spot on the beach, and just meditated under a pyramid, except it's on the beach every day. And just, from the satanic stuff to the pedophilia to the trafficking rings to the underground, the dumbs. I mean, like, it was just crazy, crazy stuff. And I was like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with any of this anymore. I just want to really work on me. I don't want to, I didn't trust anybody. I was like, man, I'm also in the belly of the beast in Los Angeles with all this stuff. And so I just got out of everything. The only thing that I kept was my cannabis company, my original cannabis company, that I had. And I don't even work on that anymore. I just have like a small piece of it now, and it is still being operated by by my friends, by my close friends. But I retired. I just completely checked out of the matrix. And so then I have time to write, and I've been journaling more and more, and I started writing full time, and that led me to I did most of my postings on Instagram. I had a decent following on Instagram, and then by 2020, when 2020 hit, I was getting censored and shadow banned a lot, and I knew that the day that they're probably going to kill my account is coming, which led me to start my blog, the drew86.com, and then I started Cosmic Life Force, at right after the election, the stolen election, and because I knew, like, if I talked about the election at that point, my account on Instagram was going to get killed, which it did shortly after that, and so that led me to just, do everything on Cosmic Life Force. So that's pretty much
Can you
it.
maybe go back to Trump and stuff? Because I think, especially for people outside of America, it's hard to know what's real and what's stories. So, do you believe that Q is real and the White Hats are real and Trump is like working with the White Hats? Can you tell us your perspective on all of that?
The White Hats and Q is definitely related, military operations, and it is very real. There's a lot of evidence that does point to it from the law of war manuals, continuity of government. We're going through this phase called devolution, like all these things, which is like military war laws. It's really complicated too, but that is real, based on just, talking and hearing different, veterans and military people. But the thing that I took it, because I take everything on a from an energetic perspective. So you have to realize a lot of the, first of all, our US vets are treated like crap. I mean, like, they're treated so bad, and they're, they've given themselves up for the country, they and they're in bad condition, they're on pills. They're missing a leg, they're missing a limb. I've actually helped a lot of vets, even with cannabis, on holistic and healing medicine and stuff, because anytime a vet goes to the VA, they don't really care what the symptom or what the issue is or the root cause of it. They just write them a prescription, and then they get a bunch of pills, and it's horrible. And these guys just want to just mellow out. They got like extreme PTSD. They're pretty messed up, and they're even more messed up. There's a lot of karmic debt, on them. They've done things, they've seen things, they've done things, in certain type of situations where it's like, oh my goodness, life or death situation, all these things. So it's heavy, heavy energy and karma that some of these guys are holding, probably a lot of these guys are holding. So then you realize, well, you as a soldier realize that all of these things, like Iraq War veterans, first one, Bush Senior War, Iraq War, and then Bush Junior Iraq Wars, when they realize that all this was all a psyop, like, if I'm a veteran and my squad, some of my squads are dead, and it's like three, four of us left, and I might be all right, but I live like just a regular everyday crappy life, and then and I work at the grocery store or whatever, and then my friend here, he's in a wheelchair. My other guy, he's all messed up in the head on drugs and whatever. He's sick. The other guy's got cancer. These guys are messed up now. And when you realize your whole life, and you're such a good heart that you wanted to defend your country, you love your country so much, and you're defending, and you're willing to put your life on the line and put your family second and put everything, put your country first. And you do everything that you've been, told to do as a good soldier to realize that it was all a lie. I mean, that is mind blowing. Like, you can't imagine. And you gotta understand these soldiers, and I mean this in a good way, like, they're killers. They're killers. They're like, they're soldiers. You know what I mean? Like, so killing or violence is not, foreign. Like, it might be foreign to, a college student or this and that, like, but these guys are like, their heads is exploding. And my point is, you have a lot of these people, generals, and realize, like, oh my goodness, I've been serving this satanic force. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I've been, we were stealing gold, and we was doing all these, we were robbing this, and we destroy, Iraqi citizens. They, you know what I mean? Like, the children were died and families and all these things. And, so that kind of energy is built up. So now my point is, you got a few, not a few, but a lot of generals, people in the military, that all got together and realized this truth and was like, well, we can't go through the normal courts. We can't go through, the courts in New York. We can't even go through the courts in, Supreme Court. Even the military courts could be compromised. Everything is kind of the media, the police departments, the mayors, the politicians. Like, so how do you awaken people up? And then how do you bring these people, these evil groups, satanic pedophiles, and human trafficking ring operators, and all these things? How do you, with the most resources, all the bankers, and you know what I mean, like, all these things, and how do you bring them to justice? That's how Q started. You know what I mean? Like, that's the basis of that. It's like, we have to do something. And it was just not our military. It was military in all these different countries that all got together. I basically call it the non-Satanist military, that actually believed in Jesus, actually believe in God, actually believe in, they're not the anti-life, anti-human groups, that knew the truth and knew that it was too crazy to just, leak out to people. It was just, can't just, imagine back in 2013 or 14, saying like, hey, Obama's a pedophile and he rapes kids and he might be like a baby blood drinker. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like crazy. Even today, it's still very,
So, do you
hard
think
to swallow.
they hired Trump to work with them, and do you think they're in control now, or do you think it's still playing out?
It's definitely still playing out. The war, the covert war, now it's, kind of like in the open, right? You know what I mean? Like, we're having actual war and people are knowing about it and stuff. Trump, it's a very interesting subject matter, because there's so many ways to look at Trump. And then if you add in the cosmic or quantum rabbit holes to it, the time traveler, the Tesla, connections, and like all that. I mean, it goes deep into like these weird rabbit holes, and like, his family members and his kids and what they're doing, and which I actually do believe in that. I believe that it's much more than just, he's just this, billionaire, type of guy that just wants to fight for truth and justice, and he is connected to the military 1,000%. But the story of, him being some, coming from like a billionaire, powerful family, and it's just like, hey, I'm fighting for justice, and that is Very much true too. But I think there's a lot more to that. I definitely believe there's a lot more to that. What and how and the details, I don't know. There's a lot of theories, to that. But that's but I think it will be reviewed down the line. And I think his role right now is continuing to play his role. Whatever his role is, he's doing it right now, and he's been doing it. I think he's going to continue to do it and stuff. And this, the recent talks is, they're saying like Trump is from, possibly like a Masonic family and this and that. But in order to expose that, it has to come from the inside. You're not, you know what I mean? Like nobody outside of the club is going to be able to explain what was going on inside the club. It had to be somebody from inside the club, So whether he got flipped or whether he was a plant from day one or whether, whatnot, whether he was undercover, he's still undercover, whether there's multiple versions of him, clones, all of that, it could be all of the above,
Who do you think's gonna win the election this year?
Oh, that usually would be like a more simpler question, but this year, there's so much talk of not even having an election. Like we might not even come to an election. I'm sure, like especially in the truth of community, we've all heard that talk. So, will it be some sort of like emergency? A war, nuclear war breakout. And I'm not saying it's going to be a nuclear war. I'm just saying like these are going to be the excuses, the narrative, that will be used for that, whether it's, white hats or black hats, that's going to initiate things. I do think that the white hats are doing more countermeasures because they understand the playbook. Because everything's been written out. Even COVID was written out 40 years ago, maybe even longer. So I think all the agendas are being rolled out, and that cannot be stopped. So there's just countermeasures or counter operations to do all these. And I think that's why, if you looked at COVID, like COVID's a failure. A lot of these, the green energy, climate control thing is, like all the New World Order agendas and narratives is completely falling apart. And so I think those are like the countermeasures. And so if we don't have an election, if there's some sort of like emergency or like a blackout, a cyber attack, we don't know. If there is a regular election, and possibly, which I hope it would be, actually, because I am hoping for, I do want things to be turbulent because it's exciting, and it causes more people to wake up. But you don't want to hurt any more people than they're already hurt. Like the war is out, the war is real out there, and people are dying and getting hurt and stuff. So we want to have the least amount of casualties as possible. So a softest crash landing is always the best scenario, which I believe the White Hats is using that. So the softest landing would be having a secure paper ballot election in November without any mishaps like 2016. I believe 2016, they just stopped, they were able to stop, or maybe hack the machines to stop them from cheating and then allow Trump to win, organically. And he would win, I mean, like by a landslide, he would win organically, especially right now, even bigger than 2016, bigger than 2020 and stuff. And because everything that they're doing, his momentum is just growing and growing and growing. But I do want to say this though, with Trump, and I believe with the Q movement, it's been anonymous, and that's why the Guy Fawkes mask has been such a representation of this movement because it is anonymous. There's never been one person that has been like leaking out. We've had a series since like 2020, a series of like truthers that got their, moment of shine, you know what I mean? Like from Lynn Wood and like dropping all this stuff about, the pedophilia stuff and this and that and early Q stuff and the kids, to like Simon Parks was dropping, when during the election time, the 2020 election, and you had like a whole series of other truthers that just came out, and from now SG Anon and even Dr. Jan, that is all having their time to come out and speak their truth or their intel or whatever, and I believe that is by design, so we don't just rely on one person. Is literally breaking the spellbound, the false, idol, spell, like, just idolizing somebody and stuff. And I believe Trump will be that as well. And if Trump does eventually come out having a stain on him, or even Elon Musk, or any of these guys that can potentially have a stain, is because we as a collective might look up to them. Maybe not, I hope not, but if that is, I believe it's just to like break that worshiping, idolizing spell that we, we love, we've been programmed to, indulge in this hero buffet, you know what I mean? Like we love this one hero guy, you know what I mean? Like all the action movies, everything is just about like, one Superman, Batmans, and like all the Marvel stuff and everything. And well, even though Superman and Batman is DC, anyways, but the hero complex, we love it, we eat it up, and it's cool, but now we need to flip that. We need to be sovereign. We need to be like 8 billion of us that is all sovereign, self-sufficient, self-sustainable. And then we don't need any heroes. You know what I mean? Like we're just supporting one another as a collective, as a species, so.
Can you tell us about, you mentioned your downloads a couple of times, and this is one of the reasons I really love your channel, because I learn a lot and you share a lot of content that that you've picked up around the net that I really learn a lot. But then I also love your own writing and your own perspective on everything. Can you share with us where you believe you get your downloads from, and what is your framework of understanding for your relationship with your guides or your higher self, or however you like to understand it?
So yeah, this has been a topic I've been talking about a lot now. There's a few channelers that I watch, but it's only a few, and there's a lot out there these days. And I don't even call myself a channeler. Like I write. I don't. I you know like it's not like. I'm not like Daryl Inca, who, Bashar, I don't know if you guys might know him and stuff, but he's one of the guys that I do watch. Lee Carroll with Kryon and Barbara Marciniak, which she was doing in the 80s, with the Pleiadians, and even I don't remember their names, but it was the three, it was really one the only lady, but it was the three scientists that wrote the book Law of One, the Ra channeling, which is all amazing stuff. It's so relevant. And this was like in 1983 when all these things were happening. And then Kryon and Bashar, they've been doing it, I believe, it's like 30 plus years now, and closer to 40 years even. So these guys have been doing it for a long time, and time will always tell, because the stuff that they're talking about, it's still very relevant to this day, or right now, decades ago. And now you have like a lot of channels, and I'm not knocking them, you know what I mean? Like I believe that channel is opening up more and more. The veil is becoming thinner between third density and the other densities, but or at least by in the fourth density. But in the fourth density, you have all these conscious beings, sentient beings, and from dark to light, angels to demons to, you know what I mean, like, to just neutral, recently passed away humans that are just kind of like wandering and figuring out what their life was, and you know, so forth, and everything. So there's a lot of, you know, unseen consciousness, outside of the outside of our realm, this third dimensional 3D world. So you have to really be able to have a clear instrument, you know, like any instrument, it needs to be like tuned, you know what I mean? Like the violin got to be tuned, the strings, you know, the piano. So the instrument has to be tuned. And so you have to do the inner work to keep yourself clear and calm. You know, you can't be on pharmaceutical drugs, eating McDonald's, and be like, I'm channeling. You know what I mean? Like, you can, but everybody can. It, no matter what state, you can be eating McDonald's, watching TV, and you know what I mean, and channel some stuff. Now, that channel might be distorted or manipulated, and you don't know what that source could be. It could be anybody. You can be talking to anybody. It's like playing with the Ouija board, which is like it could be anything on the other side manipulating that and stuff. And most likely, it's an entity that is messing with you, or even worse, a parasitic entity that is trying to siphon from you, siphon your life force energy, and you know, getting you to do not beneficial things for yourself. So anyways, there's a whole lot of that. So you have to be connected, you have to be grounded, you have to understand who you are, and really know, and really know yourself, and really connected to really connected to God, the mother, father, you know, Christ, Sophia, you know, Mother Mary energies, and you know, these divine, you know, God source energies, you know what I mean? And you know, it doesn't matter if it's Jesus or if it's Buddha or you know, whatever that, you know, your religious, you know, background could be. And that goes into another, you know, rabbit hole of organized religions, which is also nothing but distortions and manipulations and control. But those faith, and those prophets, and there's a lot of truth in all of these religions that you can pull from. And it's a different version, it's a different story of the same events of these same beings, the ascended masters that are here to have taught us, you know. But you know, they have to come in a resonance to a certain group of people so that can relate to them, you know. So that's why we have all these different stories, you know, different songs, but it's the same moral of the story, I guess, you know. So now for me, the channeling came in really after my when I was telling you, like my friend had passed away and stuff, and I wanted, because I didn't know why he OD'd from heroin, and I didn't even know he did heroin, you know, like he didn't have no tracks on his arms, he wasn't a junkie, he was, you know, and he just died, and it was such a shock to me, and I wanted to know that story. I wanted to know what happened, and I had no where to go to find out what happened, and so I found myself just talking, talking to myself, talking to the air, talking to the ether, and that led me to synchronicities of events that led me to somebody that knew him that actually was a writer. It was a girl, she was a writer, they, because we all wrote write together, And yeah, he was they was doing heroin together, and he was shooting up through in his toes on his feet, and that's why I never saw anything because like I say, he's my brother. We were at the house, and he'd come out the bedroom, out the shower with no shirt on, and look fine, But so it was such a shock for me. Anyways, from that moment on, those questions got answered, and then more and more questions that I had were being answered, or I was being guided to I was being directed towards, the right answers. And the guides, we do have, I truly believe this, we have a team, as a ground crew when we incarnate here to fulfill our mission. And I actually just wrote up this post, I think either yesterday or today or something like that. And it's a channel message from Kryon, actually. And it's about guides. And when we come here, we have a team. We have our guides, our higher self, our angels, that we should connect to. And these guides could even be somebody that was close to you, that passed away or passed on or transitioned, and we still have this energetic cord that's magnetized. Now they're just in pure energy form, and we're still energy form, but we're just physical, so they're still very close to us, and it's quantum, so they can be here and they can be, I don't know, a thousand different places all at once. So but they are here and with us, and if we connect, but it starts with belief. We have to believe that this is true. We have to believe that this is real, because that belief alters the mental state. Altering that mental state alters this physical reality, and it activates all of these, things, to events to happen outside of the third dimension. Once you do that, it becomes easier. And I think in my post I talked about, it's like the field agent that's going to inside, the operation. They're going to the warehouse, and they got their gun, and they're about to bust in on into the bad guys. And then, but they got their comms, and there's a guy that's handling the drones, watching the perimeter, telling him where to go, what doors open, what doors not open. There's a hacker person that's unlocking the doors. You know what I mean? And then there's other support team. With that, those are like your guides. So when you go, because we are on a mission, 1,000%, we're here on a mission. We're here to just, completely memory erase, go through 20 years of like complete brainwashing of everything, and just understanding what this realm is, this matrix realm is. And then we have to awaken, break out of this, shell, this nut house, and then remember who we are, remember our mission, and then fix this vessel up and get it into optimal functioning condition, and then go execute our mission. That's
I feel like
everybody's mission.
I feel like there's a team, and it's just their job to create synchronicities, and they're just there thinking, what's the maddest synchronicity we can create so she'll really get it this time? Like, it's their job to just try and create the just the craziest synchronicities for you.
The synchronicity should be coming, should be flooding at all times now. Even people that are not even like really awakened, everything should be like flooding. Now it starts with like little things, there's people that tell me, I see 222 all the time, or I see my birthday number all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so synchronicities are actually, like the road, the lines on the road. It guides you, or the road signs. It's guiding you, telling you that you're on the right path. Because if you don't get synchronicities, you're probably like off or lost a little bit. So you need synchronicities as a sign, like, okay, I'm doing this right. And then you see the next one, and then you see the next one. And now you should be seeing like a lot. Everybody should be, especially like the awakened ones, should be like just bombarded with synchronicity. It's not just seeing numbers. It should be like it should get greater and greater. You know, like you said, like the odds of it should be like just incredible, like incredible synchronicities, you know. And the odds should be like, you know, like 1 out of 10 that could happen. Then it becomes like 1 out of 1,000. Then it should be like 1 out of 1 million. And now it should be like that's like this is like 1 out of like billions chances of these things happening, and it's happening. So now you know that these things can happen, and they have to be great. One of my turning points was for synchronicity is that I, so you know, when you listen to YouTube or like you're watching YouTube, and I might just have like a YouTube video on, and I might just, you know, doze off or fall asleep or whatever. And then you wake up and there's something playing. So I woke up one time and, you know, it says like the next video is going to play, and like, you know, it has like a little countdown, like a little spinner countdown, 3, 2, 1. And then with some girl, just kind of like talking. I don't even know what she was doing, but I think she was channeling. And this is around 2015, so it's pretty early in my days. And then it says 9/28, which was my birthday, and it was like this in her title. So you saw it on the bottom. It was on my laptop. You saw it on the bottom, and it was my birthday. So I was like, all right, let me check this. Let me check it out. It was my birthday, so I was like, all right. So that got me to watch the video. It was only like a few minutes long, and she did this little higher consciousness thing and talking about consciousness, and it was really beautiful. It was just really sweet, nothing like, you know, major, but like it was really sweet and very loving. It was very, really warm. And so I saved it. I saved the link. Months go by, months, and I'm on a road trip with my other friend, and we're doing a road trip from California to Oregon. We're checking out some dispensaries up in Oregon, and my friend had just recently got an RV, or back then. So we're in an RV and we're doing this road trip. And now we've sort of had a very similar timeline as far as like awakening, me and this guy. He's also in cannabis and also does mushrooms. And you know, we were both like just kind of like talking about this. So I was like, we had a lot of time driving on the road. So I'm like, let me play a few of these podcasts I've been listening to. So I play that for him. And he's from Texas. Actually, we just met, like, well, we met a few years ago and stuff. And anyways, I play this random YouTube video, and it wasn't like she's not popular. She literally had, like, at that time, like l about 100, maybe 200 subscribers. Totally obscure channel. The video was probably like 50 views, something like that, whatever. It was tiny. So it's not like anything major. So I play this for her. I play this for him. And I'm like, look, I listened to it because I had my birthday on it, and she's talking about consciousness, and it was really cool. She's a cool little chick, whatever. Play this, and he's driving. He's like, that sounds like my childhood friend from Texas. And I'm like, ah, whatever, bro. Like, you know, and I'm just playing it. We're not even listening to it because we're driving and stuff. I'm just playing the audio for him. And he's like, no, that really sounds like Chloe. That, you know, and I'm like, ah, whatever, whatever. And then at the end, I go through and look it up. Her name was Chloe. I didn't even know her name. Her name was Chloe. And I'm like, that's kind of interesting. I'm like, Chloe Hudson? He's like, yeah, that's my childhood friend. And he's like from East Texas, small town outside of Dallas. They're like, you know, country folk. And I'm like, wait, what? And The crazy thing is, he's like, I think I still have her number. So he calls her up. She didn't pick up, but she did call back. An hour later, she calls back. We're like in creeping up to Sac, to Sac, San Francisco now. We're going up the I-5 from LA to San Francisco. And he's like, Chloe? He's like, yeah. She tells him, I'm living in Santa Rosa, which is about an hour away from San Francisco. I mean, like, all of this is just like mind blowing to me. Like I said, one out of billions of chances of this happening. So we end up spending the we actually needed a place to crash the night, really just for a few hours, just to maybe like shower and you know what I mean, like use the bathroom and stuff and everything. So we end up going to her place, and we all sat around and chit chat and was like, "Look, my friend here was listening to your channel, listen to me," and all of this just came up, yeah, that really like changed me. It was like, whoa, there's something else. And I already
Right.
understood the Pleiadians at this point, because they came to me and everything, and so that was just like, you know, more, I guess, icing on the cake, you know, like it's just more evidence. And then, but from that point on, it's been like nonstop, and it's nonstop right now. Like there's so much. What I call like the whole crystalline grid, the light grid on this planet is so magnetized right now, so active. I'm doing this like, you know, like it's around. So don't get mad at me. But the crystalline grid right now, it's really active, and it's really like the magnetism is strong. And there's so much energy flying. Now, if you can keep yourself clear with your auric torus, your bio torus field, and keep this clear and undiluted with your own energy, you can totally bring in energy and information to you. But it will require some practice, like any skill, you know. And this is definitely a skill. It's, you know, it's like, if you're learning to play a piano, it might take you a while before you start playing a really beautiful song, you know what I mean? Or if you wanted to become a ballerina or play basketball at a high level, you know, it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice and stuff. So
You post a lot about like light shows, either like natural light shows like aurora borealis or like
yeah,
light unidentified lights in
crazy.
the sky. What do you think? Do you think we're actually going to see beings from other dimensions with our eyes? How do you think that works?
Yes, I think that's already happening. I mean, ask anybody in the UFO community. They've been, you know, screaming about this for decades now, many decades now. But like every community, it's been infiltrated and psyop. So there's definitely military vehicles from many countries, especially the big ones that have military crafts that very well could be mistaken for UFOs or light ships or whatever. I just think that benevolent light beings or ships are not. They'll come and they'll display themselves in a very calm, in a very calming energy. They're not trying to disrupt us. You know, they do respect the free will, laws. The stuff that we see, like, you know what I mean? Like the, you know, holograms and Project Blue Beams, and you know what I mean? Like these things are there to do the opposite, to wow people up, to add stress, to add confusion, to add, you know, any of the lower emotions states. The light beings are more calmer. They're, you know, they're They look at us almost like, simple animals. You know what I mean? Like if you were to, I would imagine if you were to see like a stray kitten, like a little baby kitten, that might be hungry, you would want to like maybe like, grab it to take care of it, to maybe feed it or give it some shelter if it's cold or if it's in rain or you know what I mean, or give it some sort of protection. But if you come at it too aggressively, like you just want to come and grab it, that little kitten is going to take off because it's scared. You know what I mean? Like, so they're looking at us like if they do something too drastic, we're going to freak out. The average person's going to be like, oh my God, you know what I mean? And take off like the little kitten. And you have nothing but good intentions. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just different levels of consciousness and awareness. So you have to, so to approach the kitten, you have to maybe like creep up to it, speak to it, and you know what I mean? Like warm up to it and let the kitten feel your energy. So they know that it's non-threatening. I'm a friend. I'm just gonna, you know what I mean? Like you're trying to be sweet to it. So that's how they're treating us or humans, like they're not trying to do any drastic movements. Any of the drastic movements is usually like psyops and governments and you know what I mean, or corporations trying to like fool people and stuff like that. And then but there are bad, or bad aliens, but those guys I believe are dealing with bigger issues at the moment. Those guys are not just coming down right now. Those guys have been here. Those guys have been working with our old governments and leaders and groups and such. So they're
What happened to Miami? Do you think that was a hologram in the
I
mall?
believe so. I believe so. I believe so. Now, I also do believe that there are creatures that do look like that. These DNA, half animal, half whatever entity, half human entities, crossbreeding, gene therapy, DNA splicing. Test tube monsters, you know what I mean, that are being grown in underground laboratories and in these domes, you know what I mean, like with other technology that is not like known on the surface. I believe I forgot somebody. It was somebody in the military, like a whistleblower guy. He basically said that there's nothing on the surface that they really care about. Like everything that they care about is underground. You know what I mean? Like, and it's well hidden, it's protected, it's so there's really nothing here, which totally makes sense, to me. It from that perspective, from the cabal's perspective. It's so yeah, so there are those creatures, Project Montauk, and there's plenty of evidence that suggests this. All these like defense companies, Lockheed Martins and all these things, reverse engineering like all this alien technologies and stuff like that. They have all of that and much more stuff that, like we're just finding out stuff that's they were doing 4 decades ago, you know what I mean? Like what they're doing right now, and if you look at like all the bio labs that's been funded, the gain of function, budgets and all the stuff that's in Ukraine, and Ukraine is, there's a lot of stories and a lot of intel that Ukraine has been a hotbed for, these type of like biological experiments. Not just like the creation of COVID and other viruses. They're doing much more. There's multiple departments. It's not like, hey, we're just focusing on creating a virus. There's, they have this massive facility. There's departments, and everything is compartmentalized. compartmentalize, you know, and so this guy that's working on this virus has no idea that this guy is working on this thing using his virus to make something else. It's deep.
And we can't get into this without talking about the shape of the earth. My feeling now is it's not even a shape, it's more just like a realm or a dimension. How do you see, how do you
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. And I also, you know, I look at it from like, you know, the dimensions and timelines and stuff. And I think there is a dimension where the earth is round. And I do think that there's, and as consciousness shifts, our reality shifts. So there was a time that, you know, when everybody thought the earth was round, then the earth was actually round, you know, and we had a lot of evidence that prove that can show the earth is round. And but now we're realizing the consciousness is sh shifting drastically, right? You know, we're realizing everything is lies, and NASA is completely full of lies. And so now it is becoming more of an energetic realm, you know, like and it's hard for anybody to really like prove things, to be like yay or nay. And there's tons of stuff of research and evidence and questions that, you know, the flat earth community asks. Very legit questions, very legit perspectives and questions and ideas that suggest what, you know, flat earth. And they're legit, and we need to all address this, but the answer lies in Antarctica, and right now we don't really have access to Antarctica, you know. I actually recently posted another video of like, you know, the SpaceX rocket that just shot up, and every time it does that, you know, it does. It doesn't look like the Challenger, in the 1980s Challenger explosion when the rocket ship exploded. That looked like an explosion with, like, you know, debris and metals and fire, like that's red, and you know what I mean? Look like a car explosion, but it's a rocket explosion. These explosions look like little fairy dust explosions, like purple and blue, and it looks like the auroras. You know what I mean?
I
Like
never
exploding.
thought from it, but I was reading something about space ice. You
It's
know
what?
that, where they were, I don't know if it was your channel, but I was reading something about space ice, where they study the ice that they maybe is the firmament.
Right. So no, that's my point. It looks very much like something hitting a firmament, and it just, you know, explodes into this bluish, light bluish, purple gas like explosion. There's no fire. We don't even see any debris of metal or, you know, anything from the rocket. It's just kind of like some sort of like gas explosion and stuff. So it does, you know, it's very strange, and it's very funny that, you know, it is, you know, like the NASA rockets all had a different type of look to it. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, Elon is launching his rockets, and they all have a very different look, but similar like to all the SpaceX explosions look a certain type of way. You
But
know
do
what
you
I
think
mean?
there
Like,
could be lands beyond Antarctica?
I think Antarctica, that all the questions of Antarctica will be answered eventually. I don't know when. Hopefully soon. I do believe it'll be in our lifetime. I do believe it'll be in our lifetime. And once we discover the truth about Antarctica, I think that's where we can find out what, you know, what exactly is our realm. And I think it's much more than flat Earth. And I believe that it's much more than, you know, definitely much more than the lies they've told us about round Earth, and, you know, and everything, the whole spinning 66,666 mile, all these numbers are just weird. You know what I mean? Like, they're very, it's too coincidental. There's no coincidences, you know what I mean? Like to the cabal favorite numbers, you know what I mean? Like it's just too weird. And so that's not sitting well, you know.
I feel like it
But I
must be
do
some
believe.
kind of Taurus field, because you were saying how our bodies are Taurus fields and everything's micro macro,
Well,
right?
that's what I was getting at is I do believe the first shape of the universe is a sphere, you know, like the seed, everything, you know, is the dots. It's, you know, it's the cell, a pregnant woman. It's a sphere, you know. Everything comes in a lot of fruits. Or in spheres, you know. So that first shape of the universe is I do believe that's a sphere. So there's everything is in a spiral, you know what I mean? Like it's rounded, it's moving in this circular motion, this vibration, atoms and neutrons and you know protons and electrons and stuff. It's moving in this spherical shape. And I believe on a macro, we're vibrating in this spheric shape, but it is still flat somehow.
Something you post about a lot, which I don't really understand still, is the financial system. So how do you think there's going to be a collapse of the fiat currency? And what do you think's going on? Do you think crypto is going to stay in the future?
I think. Yes. Okay. So, crash. Yes. I definitely. Although, I'm starting to sound like the boy that cried wolf because I've been talking about like a financial crash since 2020, which it did happen. But we're dealing with Babylonian witches and wizards, and they're really good magicians. And people ask me what's propping up the stock market and our dollar, and I tell them it's pure magic because we still have people believing in it. So as people believe in it, it's still real when you believe in it, you know. So people are still believing in it. They're still connected to the financial systems, and that's what's propping up. Because if we don't believe in it. And let's just say tomorrow, or Monday, or it's Monday over here there for you already. Everybody just pulls their money out. The whole thing collapses like that. You know, it's done. It's game over. You know, and but it will also be not the softest crash landing. It will be very disruptive, and society will collapse, and we'll be living like Mad Max, and you know what I mean. Like, so that can't happen as well. So it has to be. And what I call like a layer implosion. It's just gotta one floor at a time. It's just gotta implode, implode, implode all the way till it hits the bottom and stuff, which that is happening. But so it definitely I do believe it's going to hit. Well, Trump did say that it's going to hit very soon, and he doesn't want to be president when it hits because. The idea or the intel that was said is that it would fall on Biden because everything is going to fall on Biden, basically, or this fake Biden guy, whatever that is. But yes, so I do believe that it's going to come this year. And yeah, we will have other means of monetary systems, which is already being set up by the BRICS nations, using gold and oils and other commodities, doing trade, and yes, the crypto will be around the digital assets, but more so the digital assets that are compliant to the ISO 222, which is like the new compliancy for crypto and all these new financial rules and laws and protocols and Basel III, you know what I mean? Like that states that the banks have to have a certain amount of requirements to function or to operate as a business or to continue to operate. Then you have so the ISO 222 is digital assets that are compliant. And right now we're seeing the corruption, you know, like with FTX and you know SEC and like all these things. We're seeing all these corruptions, so which will bring about the new rules and enforcing the new rules on how these the new financial system would be established or the path to establishing the new financial systems, global financial systems. And I do believe a lot of these other cryptos that are really, really corrupt and that are used for like money laundering and you know just bad things will fall. But the big ones, I do believe, you know, the Intel rumor for the longest time is everything gotta fall, everything gotta crash and burn, and then from there, you know, the real assets would rise up and stuff, and that would include, you know, that would include Bitcoin and Ethereum, like the big ones, falling to zero, which sounds absolutely crazy and absurd to people in the crypto market, you know what I mean? For them, if you were to say like, "Hey, Bitcoin's gonna go to zero," it's like they're gonna laugh at you, like, "Oh, you're so like you're crazy, you're just completely insane." And it does sound that way, but I believe it is a good chance that all of this stuff crashes. And but I don't think Bitcoin will go away. I don't know. I think that branding of Bitcoin is there. You know, it's. You know, maybe not, you know, maybe, you know, that the technology, the mining of Bitcoin takes so much energy, it's slow, it's, you know what I mean? Like it's just outdated. It's like, you know, it's like today's Ferrari or Corvette racing against a beat up car, you know what I mean? Like a 1980s Honda Civic, you know what I mean? Like there's no comparison to the new digital assets today. Like an XRP to, you know, this old machine like Bitcoin. You know what I mean? Like it's just, you know, it's dial up versus the iPhone. It's just no comparison. You know what I mean? Like it literally like XRP and Bitcoin. That's the difference between those two. But Bitcoin was the first, you know what I mean? Like it's like, hey, everybody loved it, and you know it was a place where you can store your money, and it was anonymous, and it was anonymous. They can track you now, but it was a big middle finger to the governments, to the banking system. So I totally get it. I was part of it. I actually put a lot of money into Bitcoin years ago, and I pulled everything out at a pretty high value, not as high as it is now, but I still got out of it, and I believe that if the branding was still good, the whole Bitcoin can be moved onto a different technology, and that can still exist. So it could get like refurbished and put onto another network, another blockchain, which can continue.
Roger just interviewed, she talked about the quantum financial system. Do you think that's real? And what's Nessa Augusta?
Yes, that's so it starts with digital assets transparency and knowing and also backed by real assets like precious metals and other commodities that maybe other countries have more available, like you know the Middle Eastern countries will have oil or gas or something like that, so whatever, you know, whatever minerals and you know anything that's valuable, that is a lot of that can be valued to the rest of the world from that country, could be quantified into a digital asset and could be tied and traded and tokenized, right? So I think that's the basis of it. I believe that's phase one. And then maybe phase two, we move into a more consciousness base, you know, where there'll be machines will be able to read people's consciousness the way we're able to read like heat signature from, you know what I mean? Like from that's like night vision goggles the military use, and they can see, like, hey, there's bodies over here. This is red and stuff. Like we can read heat signatures. We'll be able to read there, and I really believe this technology already existed. It's just not public yet. They'll be able to read like consciousness and possibly intentions and everything. So it'll be hard to do. Say like it'll be hard for the bad guys to do bad things with this money, and then possibly it's some sort of like watermarking systems where like like the actual paper or gold can be tracked at all times, so it can't be stolen or things like that, and hopefully humanity's consciousness will rise where we don't even have to enforce those things anymore, because it's really hard, like that's the problem, in the 3D matrix world, like 3D problems cannot be solved by 3D solutions, like even when I was doing like contracts and big deals and big money deals, financial deals, investment deals. Like I tell a lot of my guys, like, hey, we can have like a multi-million dollar deal here, and we can have a 1,000-page contract to protect us from, the person that we're doing this deal with. But if that person we're doing this deal with, he just has it in his mind that he's gonna screw us over and do us in, he's gonna do that regardless of this contract. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of the consequences, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's all garbage. He's gonna do that because that's the person he is, or that's the relationship we have with him. So that's why I tell people, even back then, I was like, you gotta work with people that you feel with, you know what I mean, or that you're in resonance with, or that you want to work with. You know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, like, work with somebody that wants to pay you, that wants to see your best. That is beneficial, that wants to see you benefit and thrive. Not like, hey, how much, if I can squeeze two more cents out of you, even if you die, you know what I mean? I'm going to squeeze two more cents out of you. You know what I mean? Like, don't work with that guy. You know what I mean? Like, leave that guy alone. I don't care, how much money he has. And that's that guy that, women, I see this, especially in LA, women will date these guys. They're like the biggest, scumbags or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, they're just bad guys. And they'll date them, because they got tickets to, the hottest show, or they got, they're living the, they'll take them on a flight on their private jet or whatever, you know what I mean? But that emotional abuse and possibly physical abuse and energetic abuse, and he's loaded with demons inside him, and he's passing that on to you because now you guys are getting intimate with each other, and it's definitely not worth a handbag.
Well, that also leads me on to my last question, which is, can you often you post about the iconic sexual misery program? Can you tell us about that?
It's a term. I'm not sure where I heard it from first, but it's definitely a term that's been thrown around for a while. And yes, it's basically the archons, is these entities that are, in the fourth dimension. They're stuck in the fourth. They can manipulate the third dimension. They're stuck in the fourth. They can't go past the fourth because you need a higher energetic frequency to go past the fourth. So they're stuck within the fourth, and they siphon off of the third dimension humans, basically. So life force, they're basically parasites. They're parasitic energies, just like the par like real parasites, like biological parasites, viruses and stuff like that, but just parasites in your guts, parasites in your guts that are sending signals to your brain. That's what addiction is. Like when you get a craving for, I don't know, like cheeseburgers or a Coke or chocolate or whatever, a donut, coffee, sex, shopping, whatever that vice may be, it's most likely parasitic, microscopic parasites sending signals to your brain saying like, hey, I need this, and I'm gonna cause a whole lot of dis internal disruption inside until you feed me this. So these, these parasites are inside and then they're outside. But they're all around us and everything. And it comes through contact. It comes to contact if a person have a weakened body vessel, a weakened auric field, because if there's a holes in your auric field, or if you don't even have an auric field, you're so weak that you can't even project an auric field, they'll come in and attack you and stuff, or they'll come in. It's like living in a bad neighborhood, and you have a nice house, and you leave all your windows and your doors open. Somebody's gonna come in and steal something from you. You know what I mean? Or just move in and live and squat in that building. You know what I mean? And that's what these parasites do. They just come in and just siphon off of us. And so you have to protect that. You have to protect yourself energetically, physically, biologically. You gotta cleanse. You gotta do all these things. But then they also come in sexually, because that sacred energy exchange. You're transferring a lot of DNA with each other, and that DNA comes with either very powerful codes or very corrupt codes. And there's a lot of energy exchange, and you absorb that person's not just DNA, you absorb that person's energy, you absorb that person's sometimes personality, I mean, there's tons of stories in the Matrix where, like, a partner is like, an abuser, uses drugs, maybe smoking cigarettes and does all this, and then he dates a chick or a girl is dating the dude, and then that new person that is dating that person, that abuser, takes on that personality, takes on those vices, eats what they eat. You know what I mean? Like, it drags them down. It goes back to misery loves company. They just want to, like, it's the crabs pulling the other crabs back down in the bucket and stuff. So it just generates and generates, and then we keep that. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, you date somebody, you date this crazy abuser, you're like, oh, you finally got away. You know what I mean? And you're still not doing your work. You still have this toxin, these entities that's in you and stuff. Maybe you're clearing a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, maybe somebody goes to church. Maybe somebody does a little yoga and, goes to a sound bath because a friend invited them to Malibu and he saw, this thing, or had a trip to Bali or something like that, and was kind of like cool for like a little bit. Then they go right back into the matrix at the job or their school or the college, go to some parties, go to some clubs, meet some, and then this energy is inside you. So now these energies is manifesting distorted events for you in your timeline. You go to the club, you're meeting somebody else. Maybe now you might be meeting, there's so many pattern dating. You know what I mean? Like, you dated this one guy or this one girl, then you broke up with her. It was nasty, it was horrible. Oh my gosh, she's a psycho. Oh, he beat me up and da da. And then, like, then you go do your work, and you're like, ah, I don't want to, I just want to work on myself. 3 months later, you're back in the dating scene. And then you meet somebody else, and then it was all great and hot in the beginning, and then it turns out to be like that person was the exact same person as the one before, and we fall into these little time loops, these repetitive patterns, and it's all because of it's that same energy. You know what I mean? Like, you still have the same ingredients in that fridge or in that cupboard, and your whatever dish you're cooking up, it's the same dish. Because you have the same old ingredients, you know what I mean? Like, that you're cooking from, until you change those ingredients, which is in our cells, to fully and to always keep it clear. You know what I mean? Like, and you have, that's the exorcism and all that stuff is real. Like, if you have demons in you, you have to get it out. You got to get it out. And there's many ways to do that, but sex is one of the major ways. And that's why sex was weaponized. Even the women's movement was was a thing to just, at the end of the day, was just to get women to be more promiscuous, like casual sex. And men, it was really easy to do it. You know what I mean? Like, women were like the yay or nay, the gatekeepers to having sex and stuff. But then when you were able to, like, get women to be more promiscuous, then now we're passing on everybody. Now it's a cesspool. It's a complete cesspool out there. Now you add in the vaccines and the GMO foods and the alcohol, the spirits, the drugs, the cigarettes, and all these things are just brewing. These are all elements where, like, the parasites are thriving. You know what I mean? Like, you're creating a heaven for them to just thrive, and you're the host. And you're just rotting out. Energy is low, weakened immune system, manipulated decision making, just everything. Consciousness is low, emotions is low, lower state, low. Bad ingredients will always cook up bad foods. You know what I mean? Like, so everything is just, it just keeps the whole collective into a lower timeline, because everybody's just manifesting in this timeline trap. And then you build up a lot of, you do a lot of, 3D people do a lot of messed up things. You know what I mean? Like the guy, like, maybe he's not even an abuser, but he had like this crazy chick, and then, you know what I mean? Like, she made him crazy and stuff. And then he dates another chick because he's manifesting the same pattern. And then, like, this time he's like, well, I'm not gonna let her do this. So, you know what I mean? Like, if she goes off and started this shit, I might just grab her, or I might just lose it, or my entities in me is like, punch this chick, you know what I mean? And now all of a sudden you done hit this girl, or you might have beat up on this girl, and then you accumulate all this negative karma on you, and then you're gonna have to pay for that somehow. And so it's just this timeline trap, and it's vicious, and that's what we're breaking out of, and that's what we're dissolving and leaving this old paradigm shift. That's what's happening on a cultural level, on a collective level. And yeah, these entities are vicious. So I will say this, to clear yourself, start with abstinence, get back to cleansing. Cleansing, abstinence, celibacy, even semen retention for men. Women can do it too, but more for men. It's more effective for men. Women, there's other ways, but celibacy, for that, prayers, back to connecting with, God, and understanding your divinity, who you are, going back to your guides, connecting with your guides again. Detoxing physically, cleansing all the parasites in you, in the gut systems, and in your colons, and in your brain, your blood, doing that, doing the breath work, the breath flushes, you know what I mean? Like, putting new oxygen into your muscles, into your bodies, the cellular activations, the DNA activations, all of that, just the grounding, the meditation. All of that stuff. It requires a lot of practice. So you just got to start doing it, and that will lead you to doing it more, which will lead you to doing it as a habit, and then that habit turns into who you are, the new you.
So I really feel like we're in the eye of the storm. Everyone's saying 2024 is going to be a really turbulent year. What's your best advice for people to stay strong at this time that we're in?
Yes, that's stay calm. Calm is a superpower. Stay calm, because the eye of the storm is calm. You wanna absorb the attributes of the eye of the storm. You know what I mean? Like, it's very calming. So you want to be calm at all times, and you want to just continue to work on yourself. Remember your mission. Remember who you are. Do the things that you know. It's from the breath work, just enhancing. When you just woke, newly awakened folks, we've We've been in this body vessel for many, many, many years, and we haven't taken care of it. It's like driving a car for like 10 years, possibly 20, 30, 40 years, right? And we haven't gotten an oil change, a tune-up, changing the tires, changing the belts, changing the fluids. So redo this whole body. Just fix it all up as best as you can, you know what I mean? And start doing that. There's a lot of things you can do. You don't need no fancy machines. You don't need a big budget. Doing the small things with the options you have available, even though they might be this much, with the options you have available, it'll get bigger. Your options will get bigger. It will expand. Gratitude also expands. Just be, even if you have this much, be grateful that you have this much, and it'll expand to this much, and then it'll just grow. A seed will turn into an oak tree, so it will expand, and you will get there. Everybody will get there. That's the whole point of all of this.
I
So
feel like knowing that we've already won, like knowing that on a frequency level, we're already there, that's a really big help.
yes, we're just now it's just all of our individual stories on how we bond. You know what I mean? Like, even for the people that have transitioned, that was their part, even for the people that have transitioned because they took the vaccine or whatever the reason might be and stuff, that is that role that they're playing for us to see. Oh, that is the proof that this was a psyop, or this was an agenda, or this was, whatever and stuff. Like, and it doesn't even have to be like a vaccine. It could be like, learning from somebody because they have transitioned, and understanding why and everything. So everything has it, there's lessons in everything. It just requires, a certain type of frequency or eyes to recognize that lesson. And it's better to recognize the lessons from others rather than going it through yourself, especially the hard ones. You know what I mean? Like, it's the monkey see, monkey do, or monkey see, monkey don't do. The monkey touched a hot, a pot of boiling water, and he gets burned. The smart monkey is like, I'm not touching that. It's basic little animal instincts. You know what I mean? Learn from somebody else's mistake is the best lesson. You know what I mean? Like, we all, a lot of us is like, we don't learn unless we have like hard lessons that we have to go through ourselves. Like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta learn. Like, do you have to learn the hard way? You know what I mean? Like, that's some old paradigm, old programming. Like, right now, there's so many lessons out there to be learned. You know what I mean? Like, just look at any of your friends that are still in the 3D matrix, and if they're crashing and burning, don't do what they're doing. It's really simple. And then look at the people that are thriving right now. I mean, like, despite that, there's chaos. We're in a storm. It's an F5 hurricane. There's 180 mile winds and destruction. Shit is falling apart. All that stuff. Look at the groups of people that are thriving, and they are thriving right now. There's people, there's kids that are building things. There's like self-sustainable neighborhoods that's just popping up all over in the world. They're building houses, they're building new technologies, they're building art galleries and doing art, and they're coming up with new ways of farming. And you know what I mean? Like, there's so much great things that's going on. You know what I mean? Like, they're using, new technologies. They're, you know what I mean? Like, people are building their own little light bulbs with the Tesla magnet coils that doesn't need batteries or electricity. There, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that are still thriving right now during this whole mess. There's people that are manifesting. There's people that are hanging. There's old people that are hanging, that've hanged on to like all these assets and resources, land, property, money, and a lot of other valuables and stuff, and they're dying. That grip is losing. So They're losing titles to properties, to homes, to, you know what I mean? Like, it's falling into cracks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can be in a place where, like, all of a sudden, this old guy and is a neighbor of a neighbor, and he's got this 11-acre property that's just sitting there, that's not doing anything. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to buy it. You can just go do something with it and everything. They might even just give you permission to do it. Here, just take it. Just, oh, I'm not, I can't. I'm like, I'm 86 years old, and he's decrepit, and you know what I mean? He's like, oh, please do something with it. Like, there's just all kind of things. You got manifestation happens in every mysterious way you can think of, and you even like you can't even think of beyond your imagination. So just be open to that. It doesn't mean like, hey, I need money. I gotta buy this land so I can build this house and I can have this garden. If you want the garden or you want the house or you need a piece of land to do something, just manifest that. Just work towards that. Look at land. Go visit some stuff. Go see. Just chase. Like what Bashar says. Just do the things that excite you the most at that moment. No matter what those options are. It could be like just four minor options. Do that, pick the one that's most exciting, then do the next one, and then your options will start expanding. Just like everything expands. Everything expands. That's what we are. That's what the universe is. It just grows. Everything just grows. It has to. So if you want to grow and if you want to have things, then that's what abundance is. It just grows. You know what I mean? Like one sunflower. Leave one sunflower by itself and come back next spring, and it's like a field of sunflowers. Like it just grows. Things just grow. That's what happens organically and naturally. So if you
Andrew,
float in that.
thank you so much, and thank you for your channel because it really is a anchor at this time. So I really appreciate you must put a lot of time and effort
Thank you for
into it.
having me. Thank you for having me. It's real fun again, and yeah, it's really important to just be your most authentic natural self, especially at this time. Yeah.